Hi. The Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Welcome to the dumbest part of your day.
Bing bang.
This is Cowan Man and T-Bone.
You should name your next kid Mona. That's an older lady name. You've got all old lady names for your kids.
Right.
Mona Smith? That's beautiful.
No, that beautiful. Yeah, you're right. That would be an old lady name. You're exactly right. Just a different
time. I gotta go to the beauty parlor to meet Mona.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Shut up, Ted!
5 minute delays with Leanna Ray.
You guys like Bjork?
And random sounds from the internet.
Yes, sir! He's shabakadoo!
You want a sack?
The guy is drunk!
Quarterback! Watch your profanity.
Would you not eat my pants?
Ah!
This is Man and Bone.
Oh, hi. Happy Friday. Hi, Bone.
Hi, man.
Oh. Fresh off another Blue Jackets loss. Here we are for half an hour.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
That's
frustrating.
All right. That's okay, because for 20 minutes, they look like a real hockey team. And that's all we care about.
What
should we do for half an hour?
Well, I will say this. We don't have to get into this too much. We can obviously talk about this some other time, but this team is letting in 5-plus goals a game right now. Plenty of sample size. This team's no good. No. Let me back up. This team has plenty of talent on it. The coaching staff got to go. You got to start over.
Yeah, that's fine. I agree.
You got to start over. So, you know what? I bet you they would have done that after that Devils game if it wasn't for the fact they had a giant trip to Finland planned where every tweet the Jackets send out is going to be in two languages. But whatever. That whole thing, I think the whole spectacle of this, they're going to get back and they're going to fire the coach. That's my just gut feeling what's going to have to happen.
Did you happen to catch during Brad Larson's post-game press conference that somehow Ryan Day's bullwhip made it over to Finland?
I could have swore I heard something like that, but I thought I heard it. I didn't know if
it's
that was what I heard.
It's a traveling whip.
Whip? Yeah. Whip it good.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. For half an hour. You want to do Tool of the Week?
Tool of the Week. It's time for Tool of the Week.
All right.
We'll play the Tool of the Week thing.
Sheet?
I don't know. What's the prize?
Teddy, can you play the open? Then we'll...
Cowan Man and T-Bone present Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
The best tool, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to Conrad's. Check out Conrad's in front of Riverwatch Tower and the Ozone Party. Each and every home game. Conrad's, the Buckeye State store, is opening soon at 71 West Schrock Road next to Kroger on the corner of West Schrock and State Street. All right. We have no plan for any of this. We move forward. Jeff's Gentleman's Sausage says, my guys.
Wow. There we go.
My tool of the week is my son's dog for chewing up my new Blue Jackets hat, one of my Nikes, and then took a deuce on my couch all in the time it took me to take the trash can to the road. Hashtag go to the pound.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
TG says, my wife is the tool of the week for driving my car and never changing the memory settings to her present settings. Every time I get in the car after she drives it, she's changed my setting, and I spend 5 minutes getting the car set up the way I like it. She deserves jail time for this.
Oh, so your car has, some cars have...
Where must you can be just, nice.
Well, you can just pick, this is person one, person two, person three, and then it just automatically changes everything the way you want it. So she doesn't go to person two and just program it once, so it'll always be there when she hits the button. She's changing your settings. How dare she?
John says, my guys... My tool of the week is man. When you misread my tool last week, I wanted to crawl into a hole. My biggest fear is mistyping a Twitter post read on the air. I looked at my wife, and she told me it was right. He just can't read. Hashtag GTH, I'll see you there. Yeah, that's right. I can't read.
Yeah.
I apologize to you, John, and I apologize to your wife, who I'm sure is very lovely indeed. Miranda says my tool of the week is T-boned for hating on Christmas.
Well, I guess T-bone, I just got to wear it.
Well,
I just
no, wear it, you're I not going to wear it because that's stupid.
I don't hate Christmas.
It's
but...
November 4th. Yep. It's not Christmas.
Right.
I'm hating on you, Miranda, for hating on Christmas. I'm hating on you for hating on November.
Right.
And Thanksgiving.
I like November. I like Thanksgiving. I like corn stalks and pumpkins. Let's go. We got plenty of time for pine trees and gift giving and holiday carols and all that stuff. We're good.
My own worst tweet says, my tools of the week are people that drive their kids around door to door during trick or treat. Ass wipes.
What?
Now, I could see if it's like, you know, raining hard or something like that.
Well,
maybe.
I could see if it's like you, or you live in rural part of the state where you have your neighbor is half a mile away. That I get it. That's a little cruel to make a kid walk all that way. But otherwise, nah, that's weird.
Live free or die, says my guys.
Season's greetings. WBNS.
No. Happy Christmas. Tool of the week, the guy in the office next to me who said, those jackets are really turning it around.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Chip Dip says, my guys. My tool of the week is me. Earlier this week, we saw some OSU volleyball. Oh, my God, with the Chip Dip with the volleyball players. We saw some OSU volleyball players walking on campus. My wife was quick enough to shout a greeting while I just dumbly sat there and waved like a goober.
Mm.
Wish I had that moment back.
Yeah, I understand. He is
Chip Dip loves
the biggest volleyball fan
volleyball
that we have listening to our station.
Chip Dip, I assume you're a grown ass man. Don't say anything to the college girls.
Well, I mean, just say good game.
No, because it'll be
it's just construed as awkward. Good job.
Because you're like, I really admire you. My hands are in my pants, but not for the reason you
that
think.
You can just watch a sport and say, hey, good job. You don't have to like, I'm your biggest fan. You don't have to do that. It's creepy.
Elizabeth says, my guys, my tool of the week goes to my douche coworker who can't manage any negative emotion, but at the end of the week sends an apology text hoping for forgiveness. Too late, you're annoying. Hashtag GTH.
Mm, yeah, that's not good.
Vinny Mustachio says, my guys.
Oh, I thought you missed it.
It was squeaky. No,
I
squeaky.
I see it. I got squeaky.
Tool of the week is my father-in-law, who lives in Pennsylvania, but comes into town once a month to crash on our couch just so he can schedule his own old man booty calls.
Oh.
This dude is an AARP member and gets more action than me.
Wow.
Hashtag GTH.
So the guy is
I hope it's a single father-in-law.
Is he rolling through Tinder and then just like, oh, I got something lined up for next week and gonna need the couch? Is that how this is working?
Does he do the booty calls on the couch,
too? I would hope
he
travels to the home of the friend, of the lady friend, I presume. I would hope that, whatever. I let you live. I'm just saying. I would hope you're not doing that at your in-laws, at your son-in-law's house, your daughter-in-law's house. It's not good.
Steve says, my guys. Oh, man, that was. I need to hear that one again.
Oh God. No, you don't.
Tool of the week is whoever made you guys come in for such a short show rather than being cool and just giving you a long weekend. Hashtag GTH.
Oh, no.
And it's even worse because I'm going to Disney World next week.
Yeah,
I'm not here next week.
This is, you could have had a, how many day weekend could you have had? Like a 12-day weekend,
something
like that?
Math is hard. Jizz Hornkamp and Company says, my guys.
Yep.
Airy. My tool of the week is Tim Hall / Arby's, as he reminded me of the great 5 for $5.95 Arby's deal that we will never see again.
Oh.
Hashtag French dip.
You won't see 2 for $5.95 again, I don't think.
No, now it's 5 for $25.
Is what?
Probably.
Well, right, yeah, if you just bought five sandwiches.
Five roast beef sandwiches, what do you think it costs you?
I know, but there should be a limit where they just say, how many did you want? 5, 10, 50? It's $15. We've already made all the money we need to off of you. That's fine. Here you go. It's $15. That's the max.
Premature breakfast sauce says, my guys. My tool of the week is any fast food employee that carelessly spurts the breakfast sauce. Take pride in your work and make every squirt accurate and considerate. You aren't the only ones that want their days to start off right.
Okay.
Hashtag lackadaisical discharge.
Look, squirting the breakfast sauce aside, this is related to my post earlier today. We're on Twitter, at Degenerate T-Bone. I tweeted out a photo of my bagel breakfast sandwich, which had a very healthy amount of their hollandaise sauce, quote unquote, hollandaise
sauce.
They
call it breakfast sauce.
Breakfast sauce. And I like the breakfast sauce, and I like it when I get enough of it. I don't like it when it's shortchanged. So I said this is an appropriate amount, and then premature breakfast sauce created a whole identity based on that. So thank you for tweeting.
Trevor says, my tool of the week is anyone who accepted the agreement from Qatar to endorse their country if they got free trips to the World Cup. I hope the organizers in Qatar and anyone who accepted strolls through the one-way revolving door into the lion exhibit at their local zoo. Hashtag GTH.
That was journalists.
That was one of my suggestions.
Journalists were doing that, by the way. Not going into the lion exhibit, but taking those trips.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's been a controversy because people, influencers also, but some journalists, like, went over there and they got their trip paid for.
Oh.
That's a big conflict of interest.
But did they take the Blue Jacket wine? No one understands what the hell I'm talking about.
I'm glad no one does, but yeah, but thank you.
Dustin says, my overlords.
Yes.
My tool of the week is a tie between everybody that keeps crashing their cars through businesses throughout Columbus. Not only does this endanger yourself and others, but they have to close down to fix the damages, which hurts employees and their families. Hashtag GTH.
I didn't know this.
I got to tell you, I didn't know it was a thing.
No, I didn't know. I mean, I saw someone did crash into a business the other day, but I didn't know that was like on purpose. I guess I missed that part of it.
Mitch says, my guys.
These hurt my ears. I got to be honest.
My tool of the week is my sister Holly, who keeps putting my name down to buy stuff for her kids' fundraisers. Make them get off their lazy butts and do it themselves so I can tell them I don't want $15 worth of wrapping paper and a magazine subscription I'll never use.
Yeah, that's a tough part where they just want to hit up the relatives for all the goodies. You got to go door to door.
Pick a winner. Come on. We got to go.
I'm going with John, who had you misreading his tweet last week. And then he felt shafted, and him and his wife were very upset about this.
John gets a $50 gift card to Conrad's. Congratulations.
Oh, God.
Oh. John.
Oh,
John.
My.
John.
Oh. Oh.
John.
What is happening?
John.
I can't hear this.
John.
This is awful. This is.
John.
Hey, hold on. Ted, why are you just replaying the Blue Jackets game? Because that's not. We didn't ask for that.
Gotta see it live.
You didn't have to replay that.
Gotta see it in choppy video from Finland.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Is it buffering?
I was only listening right here on the fan. Yeah. I didn't watch a second of it. I just listened intently.
Yeah. What are we doing next? Do we do NFL picks? Or are we
back page?
Are we?
No, we're not doing NFL picks.
I don't know.
Blow it out. Who cares?
I have the picks in front of me.
Picks? Who cares?
All right, we'll do something next. Common Man and T-Bone on the fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find an earlier accident as clear from 270 northbound at the West Outer Belt. Thank you so much. After Tuttle Crossing Boulevard, that accident has cleared from the roadway, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. Plan on some residual delays. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Store. Staples is your one-stop destination for shipping supplies and services, and right now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item. Offer ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/shipping for details. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Fine host of the Buckeyes Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, you guys. Bone Man. Happy Friday.
Oh, you know what? I was just thinking during the break, because we're going to do a half-hour show here when it's all said and done. This is your life. You do lots of these half-hour shows. This isn't working.
Boy, No, it's really not, right? That's why I have a separate job, right, down at the Citgo. I got to keep
night manager.
Keep everything full. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm actually I'm the early morning shift guy. I mean, I'm working late afternoons here at the Fan, so I get up at, you know, 4 or 5:30 in the morning, work a 6-hour shift, then head on to the Fan.
All right, you're on location. You are doing play by play for our high school football matchup tonight. Who's playing?
We've got a good one tonight, boys. Regional quarterfinal. It is Pickerington Central versus Pickerington North. So the fighting Lori Schmitz versus the fighting Maddie Ices.
Are you calling this game a pick-off? Instead of a face-off, it's a pick-off.
A pick-off.
Two of you are the pick versus pick.
I don't know what I'm calling it. I'm in a good mood, Bone, because it's a Buckeye Show field trip. The weather is downright gorgeous. We have an open air press box set up right here.
Lots of
space. And it's gonna be fun. Is it too loud?
No, it's fine.
No, it sounds great, Tim.
The natural
never
sound
good.
Better. The natural sound will be good for a high school football game. That's what you want. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, is Tyvus doing the game with you?
Tyvus Powell is here. He's going to do the Buckeye Show with me, and he's going to do the game with me at 7.
Now you got an open air. He's going to throw you out of the box at some point tonight.
I hope so.
He's going to physically throw you
all the way outside the box.
That's good. I'm glad we got there.
But thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Bone. All right, boys. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Have a good trip next week. I'll miss you.
Thanks. I'll bring you back some Mickey ears. All right, pot this down. I can't listen to it anymore. I don't know what he's listening to.
We're going to get flagged on the podcast for having too much playing of a song that we didn't even play. Someone else is playing it.
Did you get stuff for Backpage?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
The segment that we do at 5:50.
I know, but we haven't.
I have all my stuff.
We've been on the air for 2 seconds. I didn't know if you wanted to do it or not.
Hey, little pull behind the curtain. A lot of times I do the Backpage prep in the commercial break before the Backpage. So this
I know. It sounds
fairly
like it.
Normal.
Okay.
You're fine.
The Backpage. The Backpage. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, in Ulster County, New York, this is the town of Kingston specifically, a Board of Elections worker named Diana LaRose was seen showing off the thing that a lot of people, I guess, I don't know if you look forward to it, but certainly it's a badge of honor, right? Voting. Usually, you end up getting the little sticker that says, I voted.
Yeah.
People give you that sticker. They have a roll of stickers. Well, Ulster County, their Board of Elections, had a contest this year, earlier in the year, and said, help us design this year's I voted sticker. And so many submissions were made. Some of them were selected and put online for a final vote. One of them was a design from 14-year-old Hudson Rowan. It says, I voted in bubble letters. And then features a terrifying, what I can only describe as like a half man, half spider kind of creation. It's like purple and teal. And
yes.
It's weird looking, but it's fun. It's a 14-year-old kid who designed it. And it was put online next to a bunch of other like normal looking designs. Which one do you think won on the internet vote, Mike? Of course, it's the 14-year-old's spider creation that is now the official sticker of voting in Ulster County, New York. So they said voting turnout has never been higher for the early voting that they've been doing. That's partially because they've never had early voting until just now. But already 700 people have gotten one of these stickers. I say, let's open that up. Let's have every county do their own I voted sticker. And then
should do one.
And then you go around around the state and see how many. No, you don't do that because that would be illegal. You can't
phallic
vote in more
shaped
than one place.
We'd have a good one.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, if they let it open it up to put it on for a vote, I think we could help get people to pick our design.
Yep.
For the voting. So there you go. And also, sad news for those of you who are big NBA fans who wanted to see James Harden get back and playing. Well, he unfortunately has an injury to his right foot. He has a right foot tendon strain. He's expected to miss a month, sources told ESPN.
Oh, what about the strip club visits?
Those, I am told, will not be a problem.
Oh,
he will
good.
Still be able to, they're accessible. You can get in there. He'll be fine. So there you go. James Harden out for a month in that regard. Also, I guess we're back on Harry Potter now, at least Warner Brothers Discovery. The boss of that whole mix-up between Warner Brothers and the Discovery Channel, their CEO, David Zaslav, has said he wants to keep using the company's franchises that they own One of those, of course, is Lord of the Rings. One of them is Harry Potter. And he has said, we're going to focus on franchises. We haven't had a Superman movie in 13 years. We haven't done Harry Potter in 15 years. The DC movies and the Harry Potter movies provided a lot of profits for Warner Brothers. We need to bring those back.
There hasn't been a Superman movie in 13 years?
No. Not a straight-up Superman movie. I think there was Batman versus Superman.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's been a long time.
All right, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, that was a hell of a show today, kids.
Man,
I'm exhausted.
I don't know how we did it.
I am exhausted. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend will not air tomorrow because we have Buckeye football stuff, but it will be in your podcast feed, so make sure to check it. The show returns live 3 o'clock on Monday. I'll be hanging out with the mouse. Go to hell. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slowdowns to watch out for. Traffic is delayed on 670 westbound between I-71 and Neal Avenue. More delays on 71 north side northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. And I-70 east side eastbound between Hamilton Road and 270. Traffic is slow there as well. Traffic report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The rumors are true. Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell for a limited time. So if you've been craving those golden fries with their Mexican spices and that warm nacho cheese sauce you dip them in, go to Taco Bell and order some today. Contact store for our participation, which varies. Eliana Ray with Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back. And then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of
just
course.
The tooth fairy. You don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you
that
step
I'm
in
not
as a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is
of some
fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's, yeah, that's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.